we arrived in the London docks. I'm sure it was the London docks. My grandmother, I must take it from her, wasn't never frightened of anything. So she walked along the wharf and the air raid started. And she was told by a policeman to get undercover, and she said, "Don't you dare tell me what to do." So she was she eventually became an ARP warden. We were taken, I suppose, by some kind of transport to a little hotel in Gower Street in London. And it was very near what they called the Air Ministry. I don't know. It's a very tall white building.
Yes, I keep thinking of something like Senate. It wasn't Senate House, was it?
It's still there. It's a very, very tall white building, as if it were the front was made of marble. And it's next to the London, the British Museum is there. You know where it is anyway, Gower Street. And she became the ARP warden with my aunt, who again was not frightened. And they used to go to the roof with a helmet and watch the fights with the German and the British Spitfires all fighting up there, which looked very... Because I think I must have gone, because I think I remember. So I must have seen it as well.
And what did it look like then?
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
And this was your grandmother?
This was my grandmother.
So how old would she have been, do you think?
Well, this is it, because the older I get, I'm 81, so the older I get, the more I think that these women couldn't have been terribly old. My aunt must have been perhaps early 30s, so my grandmother could have been sort of in her 60s, possibly. And we stayed there until, I know, we had a nurse, Nurse Gallagher, lovely girl, and she sort of took to us, so she used to take us out. And I remember one night, it was a Sunday, and she took us to lunch to some friends. So we had been by train, come back, but by the time we got back, it was terribly late, it was dark, and there was an air raid, and we walked from the station back to the hotel, and there were incendiary bombs falling in front of us on the pavement. These things were going down and making a sort of a flame, and then they went dark, so the flame went up. But it went, which was night. When we got back, the manager of the hotel was Captain Fox, I think he had been in the army, and he, my mother, my grandmother, poor Nurse Gallagher, she got a real bollocking. Poor soul.
So, when you were in the hotel,
yes,
were you all staying in one room together? What was the accommodation like? Remember?
I think my grandmother and my aunt had a room, and my mother had a room with the four of us. What happened was that one night we were all in the basement because there was the air raids, and when we came up there was a bomb in the middle of the hotel, an incendiary bomb, which was a huge thing, but it hadn't exploded, so it was still sunk there, because I remember seeing it in the middle. So very quickly we moved out, taken to a place called Putney College in Putney, obviously, and then we were taken to a lovely building in Kensington High Street. At the top there's a place called Bedford Walk, and we were given there were three rooms and a bathroom in one of the suites.
Was it a hotel?
No, it was a block of flats, but very nice.
And when you were in the Gower Street Hotel, were there other Gibraltarian families there as well?
Yes, quite a lot. Yeah, well, it was full, yes.
Full of Gibraltarians?
Yes, yes. Yes, very nice, all of them, everybody, and they're very friendly.
And did you start trying to have some sort of a normal life? I mean, did you go to school?
Well, not then, until we got to Bedford Walk, I think. The building is still there. It's called Notting Hill Gate, I think it's called.
So we were just talking about Bedford Walk.
Yeah. We started. There was a lull, if I remember. There was a lull in the bombing for a while. And then I started going to school. The school I went to was Portobello School, I think it's called. It's in Portobello Road, actually. It's still there. Same, exactly the same. Because my grandmother started doing a sort of a normal life, and she would go on trips to Hampton Court or wherever, and we would go for walks in Kensington Gardens. She would take us to see, there's a tree with little animals, it's all hand-painted, still there, and Peter Pan and the Serpentine. And I would walk to school, up and down, in my shorts. My mother refused to have me in long trousers, even in winter, and my thighs would go red, raw. But she said, no, little boys don't wear long trousers. And my aunt, if she wanted vegetables or whatever, she would go down to Kensington High Street, or we would walk up to Portobello Road or get the bus sometimes. But I do remember having the measles. No, it was mumps. And they took me to St. Pancras Hospital, I think it is at the back of the station. But by then the bombs had started again. So what my mother thought of Hassan in the hospital...
Do you remember going to actual air raid shelters or down to the tube?
No, I'll tell you about that. Because... when the bombing started very badly, there was no basement in the block of flats, and the bombs were actually falling all around because the house on the other side of the road was blown away and we were in the building. My grandmother by then, strangely enough, had gone to pieces, the noise, and my mother was very upset. My aunt would refuse to come down. She would stand at the window and look at all the bombing all around her. The whole of London was red, absolutely red. And of course, everything was dark because it was a blackout. And on top of that, if in the winter it was a smog, because it used to get into our nostrils if you blew your nose. It was all black with whatever. So it really... by then, my mother decided that we couldn't possibly stay in the building anymore. And we used to walk all the way down Holland Park Walk, which connects to Holland Road at the bottom, and there was an underground station opposite. And we used to go into the underground every night.
Do you think your father, I mean, he must have been really worried about you.
Well, yes, he must have been, but we are a very strong-minded family. Strangely enough, my mother's was extraordinary one, and my father was very military, so
it's almost like the British stiff upper lip. I mean, it wasn't, you know,
in my house, yes, yeah. Very much,
yeah.
If you cried, you went to a room on your own to cry.
What about going back then to Holland Park or the Underground? So yes. Can you remember the shelters down there, what it was
very,
like?
Very much, yes, very much. Because I'll tell you what happened. We used to go to the station opposite the Holland Walk and then get a train to Bayswater and sleep in Bayswater. And people just slept on the floor of the, what do you call it, the...
Platform.
Platform, yes, on the platform. Yes, every night. And strangely enough, there was a lovely atmosphere. Very, usually very, very nice people. All slept all along there. And in the morning, I would go up to a little newspaper agent that was on the street or on the road, and I would deliver newspapers.
I mean, there's two things. I mean, so many things about this story, but one of the things is that, you know, most women and children had been evacuated from London.
Yes, that's right.
Because of the Blitz. And yes. Then in come all you Gibraltarians.
Yes.
So do you think people were surprised, generally, to see children down there?
I don't know, but they were very nice to us. I mean, I was 8, I think. And they must have thought, how strange, you know, a child here. They were all very kind.
And what about the fact that you know, you were also, I mean, when you were at home, did you speak English or Spanish in Gibraltar?
Both.
So did the sort of English people in London regard you with any suspicion as being slightly foreign, do you think?
Not us. Not to my knowledge. At school, I was just another schoolboy.
When you were at school, at the Portobello School, what were the other? Where did the other children come from? Were they Londoners or were they?
Well, they were locals. I went first. Strangely enough, I went to a little primary school which is called Fox School. It's at the top of. I can take you there, but I can't remember. Strangely enough, because they had, I can't remember whether it was a national day in the playground, and I was told that I had to take something from Gibraltar. And I went home, as children do, because my son did this to us always. At 10 o'clock at night, he would say, I have a project for tomorrow. And I went home, and then after a while, I said to my mother, I have to take a Gibraltar flag tomorrow. And my aunt, who's also... you see, I had two other aunts who also lived with us. And she stayed up all night.
Making a
flag for me. You know, sort of, 2 feet by 3 feet or whatever.
Fantastic.
Getting bits of white and red and black for the castle and gold for the key. And the next day I took this flag to this, whatever it was. Strange, isn't it?
It's amazing what you remember.